And obviously, there's a lot of discussion in ovarian cancer about what kind of testing to do. I've heard some people say do somatic testing first and then back into germline if you want to. From a practical perspective, certainly a lot of people in practice are sending off, next-gen sequencing in all kinds of patients, including breast cancer, particularly, I think, triple negative. When they start running out of options, you're saying it's not that likely, but if you see in this testing that there's a BRCA germline mutation, would you attempt to utilize olaparib?
Well, what you're going to find on tumor-only testing is if you do find a mutation, you have to figure out whether that's germline or somatic. And so you would then need to reflex into
Right.
the germline testing to define it. And until there is a kind of label, if you will, for somatic mutation in the breast space, I'm not sure that that's necessarily going to be the best strategy. On the other hand, it may be more feasible to get reimbursement for somatic testing than germline testing of a low probability patient. For instance, some older patient with hormone receptor positive breast cancer who's going to have a low prior probability of germline mutation doesn't fit NCCN criteria or whoever's criteria for germline testing. It might be more feasible to test them somatically. I think the real key there, though, is going to be to make sure that people follow it up. Because if you don't resolve the germline issue, you could potentially leave something on the table for the family, which is something that wouldn't be ideal.
So you mentioned the NCCN and other guidelines about BRCA testing, but to me, that's like history now. You tell me, it seems like any patient who's got metastatic HER2 negative breast cancer needs BRCA germline testing, regardless of age, regardless of anything, I would guess, at least from, I'm not sure exactly when, but certainly at some point, I would think. Would you agree with that?
I think that if somebody's coming up as a candidate for therapy, it's going to be difficult not to do it. I mean, this is a very challenging space right now because this collision of germline predisposition with therapy, and how do you decide who's right to do testing and what's the appropriate process for that as well, is something that's pretty disruptive. And I think that that's a good thing, I think, to take it back out and look at it. But we're working right now with what we call mainstreaming approaches, which is ways of providing clinicians with educational materials and, videos and consent materials up front so that they can do the testing. And then we and the genetic service are hooked in on the back end so that we can follow up if they're positive. So getting rid is unfair, but turning the pretest process into more of an education process than a choice process. But how to do that at scale across the country is going to be interesting.